Good evening. Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening, friends out there. You know who this is? This is your good friend, Mr. Scrombopulus. I was sent here on a teardrop that fell from an eye deep in the sky. The man in the moon is coming soon. Watch out for him. Prepare for him. It's June 20 the 6th. That's 26. It's June 26, 2026. And I have a seminar. I have a special session at a local airport hotel coming to a theater near you. Guided Mind Surthrival. A new methodologic jillicon, a doorway to pimp daddy chowder, parlor magic, and elegance. Your trip started in Tahiti. You got on a sailboat. The captain was named Charlie. His hair was scraggly because he bathed in the sea. You headed westward against a darkening sky. The billowing, the winds filled those billowing sails. You headed into dangerous waters, surrounded by sharks and giant hippos. And different kinds of snakes, poisonous, probably. And you shipwrecked on a tiny island. And you ended up hitchhiking onto an airplane because they had a landing strip and they had an airplane airport there. So yeah, you did. You ended up on a tiny island, but there was an airplane with an airport. There was one of those. At the airport, there was a tour guide named Melanie Thurswolven. Melanie went on break last week. She visited friends in Connecticut, old college buddies, all of them members of the same sorority, Alpha Beta Beta, Alpha Beta Alpha, Gamma Gamma Gamma. One of her sorority sisters, named Deborah, was a stripper at a local club named Mac Daddy McGee's. The owner of the club had PTSD from fighting various groups and places far beyond the sea. His father owned a farm in Oregon. That farm raised cattle. Cattle of beef and beef and beefy, beefy beef. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to afford nice beef? This is me wish guiding. This is me using positive energy. There's beef for you. There's healthy beef for me. it's the new red meat, right? On his farm, there's a cowboy. His name is Bob. He's Cowboy Bob. He grew up in the West. He put his mettle to the test. He got lost in the crazy mountains. He was hunted by the dark forces of Geld. This was the cowboy, Bob, that was famous for riding his horse around the world. He rode it across the great seas and the great impossible deserts. He rode his horse around the world. Yeah, he probably had to take a ferry now and then. Probably had to take a ship. I don't think he actually rode literally on the great seas. That would have been impossible. But this very same Bob, and when he was in France, he met a woman at a hotel named Giselle. Giselle drove a sports car. She was an underwear model. Giselle drove a sports car. She lived in a fancy suite. All her friends were really neat. They brought her special gifts. Giselle's mechanic was named Pierre. Pierre secretly worked for the French intelligence agencies. He worked on their special squads that dealt with ghosts and ESP and magic and other kinds of bullshit. Pierre would go on ghost hunting expeditions for the French government to various places like Marseille. You know. And all of this is unlocked at the Patel 6 or the Holiday Inn Express, you know. It's going to be like one of those seminars where you're going to have to pay $500 to learn how to get from here to there. And when you're at the seminar, you're probably going to meet a retired doctor by the name of Arlen Scrodo. And Arlen Scrodo used to be, you know, one of those inside your butt type doctors. I mean, he was the guy that would go right up there with, you know, you name it, buddy. He had to go places nobody wants to go. He had to know things nobody wants to know. And now he wants to escape beyond the outer rim. Get away from here. Get away from him. He is haunted by the butt pirate. He is haunted by the Whiskey Wendy. He is haunted by your dietary choices. This doctor has a gardener, and his gardener is not from Mexico. His gardener is actually from Germany. His gardener is named Helmut. Helmut Schulstein. And Helmut Schulstein, he's an expert in flowers and shrubs and various types of grubs. He keeps the garden that Miss Brownie McGubakai watches every day. She doesn't have anything else better to do. because her husband's always on business trips. With his mistress. His special mistress. Diana Fragana. He met Diana when he was in Monaco. But Diana Fragana is not who he thinks she is. She's got secrets hidden in her underwear. Yes, Diana Fragana has secrets hidden in her underwear. Dirty little secrets hidden in her underwear. She doesn't want anyone to know that she's a nasty hoe, so she keeps secrets hidden inside her underwear. Where do you keep your secrets, Mr. and Mrs. Mashtapa Tabakan? Talking to you, buddy. You see where this leads. Already we find ourselves in a Florida swamp. The Florida swamp is humid and greasy. It's filled with alligators. It's filled with snakehead fish. It's filled with pythons. It's filled with monsters and other types of things. And there's a prison in the middle of the Everglades, a special prison for only hookers, for only women, women of the night. They take flight from this prison when they can. They hit the swamp. But then they're chased by angry tall men and hunted by the alligators. And if this sounds exploitive, that's why. Because one of these prisoners escapes and she starts a business. And this business hired your dad. And your dad became a time traveler. And your dad went backwards in time. You're a time travel baby. Maybe not you, but maybe you. You're a time travel baby. Your dad travels through time. He has lots of families. He leaves behind his seed because he's filled with greed, causality greed. He wants to leave his path in your mama's ath. Your dad's a time traveler. Isn't John Connor's dad a time traveler? Kyle Reese, you're my daddy. There's a storm ahead. It's a time war. It's a never-ending, overlapping time war. All versions can apply. All of this will unfold on your honeymoon next week. You think it's a special place. It's off the coast of Africa, not far from the pirates, not far from the giant squid. But you thought to yourself, this would be a place for you and the one that you love. She fits you like a glove. You walk down the aisle. You have a big old smile. And now you're on a plane, heading someplace really insane. A surface-to-air missile hits your plane, and your plane gets knocked down a field, and you're taken prisoner along with your bride and turned into something really gross and, like, I don't know, probably Saudi Arabia. And it's miserable and gross, and that's how it ends for you. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. That's the thing. The story doesn't necessarily apply to you. It applies to you. I don't mean you, I mean you. Like, some of you got problems. Not you. Not you. Not you. You're okay. I mean, you got problems, but you're okay. You're okay. I know that you have problems. I have problems. You have problems. I have problems. We both have problems. But you got a lot of problems. So I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. Just talking to you, okay? Talking to you. I'm not talking to you. It's like you're saying, oh, Dan, you're talking to me. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. And if you know what I mean, then you're on your way. You're a survivalist. Your mind is being guided by methodologilicon. And that's a special grease, a special power that will take you through the cave, and you will not be a slave. And you'll head towards the light, but you won't take flight. You'll stay tethered to the ground, but you won't make a sound. That's how it'll work out for you. So if you can attend, I think it'll be on August 4th. It'll be someplace nearby. It'll be near an airport, at a sleazy hotel, probably a Patel 6, a Holiday Inn Express. And you can attend a guided minds survival type seminar about a new methodologilicon, a doorway to Pimp Daddy Chowder Parlor, magic and elegance. Our focal sessions are being scheduled already. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you more than you have. It's going to cost you, and you're going to have to pay. Pay up, buddy. I don't mean you. I mean you. I don't mean you. I mean you over there. That's right, buddy. I'm looking at you. Not at you. I'm looking at you.